NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama says he wants to hold colleges and universities accountable for continuing tuition increases. The administration is out with a series of initiatives that follow up on proposals Mr. Obama made in his State of the Union address. NPR's Larry Abramson reports higher education advocates are worried the ideas would amount to federal intrusion into higher ed.
In a speech at the University of Michigan, the president called on Congress to raise spending on higher education. At the same time, the president blamed states for reducing their education budgets.
40 states cut their higher education budget. And we know that these state budget cuts have been the largest factor in tuition increases at public colleges over the past decade.
The president challenged states to hold the line on tuition increases. He also proposed a grant program to reward colleges that keep tuition rates in check. But the higher ed lobby says the federal government should not be creating more mandates for state-run systems, especially as they face growing economic hardships. Larry Abramson, NPR News.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy is planning to announce France will be seeking to pull out of Afghanistan a year earlier than previously planned. Sarkozy saying France has already notified President Obama of the proposal and will present it at a meeting of NATO defense ministers next month. Victoria Nuland is a State Department spokesperson and says the announcement isn't catching the U.S. off guard.
We have been consulting with France. We've been consulting within NATO on how this will impact the mission. And NATO is prepared to manage it, as are we.
Move signals that France, the country with the fourth biggest military presence in Afghanistan, is shifting away from the U.S. goal of keeping NATO forces in the country through the end of 2014. France's announcement could step up pressure on other European governments to follow suit. The U.S. economy grew at a modest pace in the final 3 months of last year. That's according to the Commerce Department. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports consumers spent more, but not as freely as analysts were expecting.
Sales of new cars, trucks, and other long-lasting goods jumped nearly 15%, and businesses spent more to restock their shelves. Analysts say that's largely why the economy grew 2.8% at an annual rate. But economist Hugh Johnson says a closer look shows consumer spending tailing off as the year ended.
December was not as strong as November. November was not as strong as October. So we're losing a little bit of momentum as we start 2012.
Economists are also warning a recession in Europe threatens to slow economic recovery in the U.S. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
Domestic automaker Ford saw fourth quarter earnings rise, but not by as much as expected. Ford says excluding a one-time reporting charge, the company earned $1.1 billion or 20 cents a share. A mixed close on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 74 points. However, the Nasdaq gained 11 points. This is NPR. The Justice Department has announced a new unit to fight fraud that brings together 55 prosecutors and federal and state investigators. The group's mandate, according to U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, will be to focus on the collapse of the residential mortgage market. At a news conference in Washington, Holder said the unit's mission will be to root out any wrongdoing. The group has already issued civil subpoenas to 11 financial institutions in recent days. President Obama announced the creation of the unit during his State of the Union address. Starting today, gray wolves will no longer be under federal protection in the upper Great Lakes region. Sustained court battles to keep federal protections in place for the wolves have blocked people's ability to kill them. Bob Allen of member station WICA says beginning today, states take over their own wolf management.
Wolf numbers in the upper Great Lakes have rebounded dramatically over the last decade. It's a story of success under the Endangered Species Act. But more wolves have meant more attacks on pets and livestock. Brian Roll, a state wolf specialist in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, says there's a new set of rules for homeowners and farmers to defend their property.
They can use lethal force to take a wolf that is in the act of preying upon livestock or a dog.
Minnesota is considering a hunting season for wolves, and Wisconsin has a target to cut its wolf population in half. That's troubling to those groups that have fought to keep wolves on the endangered list. However, there are currently no plans to mount another legal challenge. For NPR News, I'm Bob Allen in northern Michigan.
Announcement by microblogging company Twitter. The company is refining its technology to permit country-by-country censorship of messages. That's raising some concern from free speech advocates. Twitter says it will post a censorship notice whenever a tweet is removed. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.